Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo, episode 1453, recorded January 29th, 2014. The Peacock of Technology.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On today's episode, snow, gadgets, and super Dick DiBartolo's coming up next!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GizWiz. Dick DiBartolo, how you doing?
I'm super fine, and you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. It's been for the past month. I've been trying to just I'm in a month and a week. I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, what? Where are you going?
I'm going to the Gulf of Mexico. So we're going to, I forget the actual ports that we're going to, but it's going to be like the Yucatan Peninsula and maybe Belize and like Honduras and things like that. I forget actually which locations we're going to. But
it's amazing because it's that one-day tour, isn't it?
It is, all of them. Yeah, it's a speedboat through the Gulf of Mexico. And so it's kind of helped me because normally when you make a New Year's resolution, it doesn't last longer than a month. But I have an end date for this, which is, you know, a month and a, you know, two months and a week. And so I've been keeping track of calories and trying to have a nice physique when I go on to the cruise. And so for the past 3 days, I've been doing this pumping up workout and I've been energized and crazy. So
really, really?
Yeah.
Let me see. Make a muscle there.
See, it's not there yet. It's not there yet.
No, it's there.
It's not.
Is that no?
Here,
it's a mosquito bite. Is that the muscle? No, it's the muscle.
Oh yeah! Whoa! Look at that! Oh my! Jeez!
Yeah,
I know.
And you know, when you come back from the cruise, you're going to be a stuffed piggy.
Yeah, I will be. That buffet is going to get me.
Now, how big a ship is this?
These are big ships. These and this is with Princess. And I believe that there are 15 decks, 15 levels, if not more.
Wow. Wow. All above water?
You know, this one is. I've been with Royal Caribbean a few times, and normally we like to get the cheap rooms.
Yeah.
And so we were normally actually underwater. Most of the crew is even further underwater.
Yes, yes.
So you don't get, you know, super, but it doesn't bother me. It's, you know.
You're not claustrophobic. I once got an inside cabin and I thought I was going to go berserk.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that.
It's just
tiny.
Yeah. You can't
take
tell.
The tiniest apartment you've ever thought of and then you cut it in half.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the thing that gets you is that there's no porthole, so there's no sense of night or day.
Yeah.
And Dennis and I went on the Queen Mary, and they were doing ridiculous upgrades, you know, like $200, you could have a balcony.
Oh, yeah.
So we did that. But it was interesting because they have an atrium, and the inside cabins, it's an 11-deck-high atrium. The inside cabins have a window that opens onto the atrium.
Oh.
So that, yeah, no one can look in because you're at least three decks up from the floor. So it at least lets natural light in because the atrium goes all the way up to a glass ceiling on the ship. So I thought, now, if you're going to have an inside cabin, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not on the water.
You're not on the water. Not, when you pull into a port, you're not going to have random people staring into your room.
That's right.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, the whole not knowing what time of day it is, the last cruise I went on, that screwed me up because you'd be asleep, and the thing that would wake you up was the captain's noon call. And it's like, Well, I guess it's noon. I had no idea. I was just falling asleep in my cabin.
And how many days is this?
This will be a 7-day cruise.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have to do an extra match game somehow. We'll do two extra match games. And the Giz Whiz.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is in March. I forget the exact date. But all that said, my legs are killing me right now. Like, it's hard to stand because I went through two workouts and 2 days in a row. And I'm just like, I just kind of want to be a noodle and fall.
Are you going to the gym with Leo and Lisa?
It's funny. An app is my favorite way to work out. It's an app called Fitstar. Leo actually showed it to me on iPad today. And it's better than a personal trainer. I get two personal trainer like visits ever at the gym I'm at. And I went to him and he worked me a little too hard to the point where like I felt sick the day after. Ooh. And this app, it asks you, was this too difficult? How are you feeling? And I felt like I wish the personal trainer would have asked me that. The app called Fitstar is what I've been using for the past week now.
Fitstar? S-T-A-R? Fitstar.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it freebie or?
There is a free version where you get two workouts a week. I went ahead and upgrade. Right, okay. And you're also, they have different tracks.
The free version, the guy doesn't care. He just says, right. Well, walk around a little. Yeah, that's good.
Right. Okay. He comes in, he's impassive.
See you tomorrow.
He kind of ignores you a bit. Yeah. Right. You tap on buttons and it ignores the first few taps.
Exactly.
Just in case. Yeah. And there's a few different tracks. So there's like a weight loss track, a bodybuilding track, a cardiovascular track, so that sort of stuff. I think that's an anatomy track. Anyway, so you're stuck
music?
With one. There is, and that's one of my favorite things.
I'm liking. I'm going to look. Is it Android, too? Because I'm just an Android person.
It's not Android. And that's, let me triple check because.
You know what? Otherwise, maybe you could just do it once for yourself and then once for me. Because I only have Android.
I will. I'll work out for a friend. Looks like it's only available in the Apple App Store.
Okay. I can put it on my iPod Touch.
Yes.
That's what I'll...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and the music is nice because I don't have any music on my devices anymore. I stream it all. And so it's like, do you want to play some music? Here's your iTunes library, and it's empty. And so I really like that the app has built-in music to kind of get you energized. And their music's better than my music. I'd be listening to weird stuff.
Okay, so what are you going to do on the ship? Because you know, streaming on the ship is about $500 a minute.
Yeah, no, I just won't listen to music. You know, you know what? Actually, it's Google Play Music All Access. So you can pin, basically it just downloads it. It's not available anywhere else on the phone, but through the app, you can listen to playlists and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Right. That actually works out really. I've done that before. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's coming up in a few months. But, of course, we have to get to the gadgets. This is the Giz Whiz. So what do you got for us first?
Maybe this will work for you on the ship. It's from Zag, and it's Zag Keys Universal Bluetooth Keyboard.
Ooh.
Now, there are a lot of Bluetooth keyboards out there, but this one is kind of neat because if you cut to my close-up camera there, Jamma B, the cover of the keyboard slides off, and so there's the keyboard.
Oh, there's a keyboard underneath. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but
innovative.
What you do, Chad, is the cover has a little flip-down thing that then holds your iPad or your tablet or whatever you want. Then it goes in front of the keyboard, and you set the angle that you want, and now you have a holder for your device, and the holder for the device is the cover for the keyboard, which I like a lot. It also has another feature that I think is great. Little keyboards never have any way for you to know if you're in cap lock. And so this little keyboard has two LEDs, one that comes on when it's pairing for the Bluetooth, and that's blue, clever. And then it has a green LED for cap lock, which I like. The company Zag says that on a full charge, it should run for up to 3 months. The price is great. It on Amazon, list price is $69.99. I checked last night when I was putting stuff on my website. Oh, it's still there. Under $44, $43.99 and Amazon Prime. And there's a Jamma B has a couple pictures up there if you're watching the video version. So you can see how the cover becomes a nice holder for your tablet or your phone, either vertical or horizontal.
And it even says on this Amazon, works with all Bluetooth devices. So iPads.
Yes, yeah. So Android iOS, tablets. Linux, Android. As long as it's Bluetoothy, you're set.
Symbian, everything.
Everything. Even if you just had a Bluetooth and no tablet.
Right. You got that grill that you've been working on that you bought, just a little while ago.
There you go.
Very, very good. Four stars.
Four stars
on Amazon. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the folks there liked it.
Do you tend to use keyboards on
You know what? I went... just overnight to Boston with Dennis for a wedding, and it's the first time I went anywhere without my little laptop, and I thought, let me just see how I can get by with the Samsung Note. And with this keyboard and the Note, it's pretty good. The one thing about tablets and phones is typing on that crappy little pop-up keyboard. And the other thing about when you switch to a Bluetooth keyboard, it frees up on some phones. The keyboard is 25 to 30% of the screen.
Yeah.
So when you use a Bluetooth keyboard, then the keyboard doesn't pop up because your device knows it's using an outboard keyboard. So you get a lot more space to type. So I like that.
Those are really, really awesome. Very cool. So Zag Keys Universal, under $44. Really cool.
Really cool.
What else do you got for us?
Okay, now, maybe you'll need this for the ship.
I'm thinking that if I go to the ship, they charge for a lot of stuff. They charge for internet. They charge for sodas. What happens if they charge for power?
What about that? What about that? Are you getting the soda? Are you an alcohol person?
I do consume alcohol. I do enjoy alcohol.
Okay.
I will probably, they have different options. They have you can get a soda card. I don't know if they have an alcohol card.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
That would be cool.
Oh, no, they might. They might. Because
I think it's called a credit card.
On a ship, everything is free, but soda.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, is not free. Coffee's free, tea is free, but not soda.
Food is free. They have basically a 4-star restaurant that you can go to every night, and it's free. You just order steaks, you order lobster, you order escargot, you order whatever the heck you want. And it's free, except for the drinks. If you're gonna buy that Diet Coke,
no matter what the drink is, it comes from the bar.
Yeah,
on the Queen Mary. It's cheap. It was $21 for 5 days. So, and you could have, you just carry that card and it's good at all bars and everything for soft drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if I've done a GizWiz video of the week with you yet, but this is this week's GizWiz video of the week.
Mickey Rotolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. You know what? My cell phone is running low on power. I have a million charges. I don't have a charger with me. But there is something amazing. You can use a stove to charge your phone. Luckily, I have my book, The Joy of Charging, and I'm going to look up here, Samsung S4, place in 450-degree oven for 30 minutes for a full charge. So let's do that, okay? We're going to light the oven. No, okay, so we're not going to do that. But we are going to use this stove to charge this phone.
What?
Yes, exactly. And we're going to do it with this pot. All right, okay. This is no ordinary pot. This is Power Pot. The thermoelectric generator charges your devices with heat. Okay, so putting this back up. So what you do is just use ordinary tap water. Okay, and before we put it on the flame, this is very clever. You don't want to take your phone and plug your phone right in here because it would be over the heat. So what you get with your power pot is 3 feet of fire-resistant cable.
Oh, pretty
so that
neat.
You can get your phone or whatever device
stick it right
you're
in the
going
fire.
To charge
fire-resistant,
away from the flame. And this ends in a standard USB cable. So we're going to plug this. We're going to put this over here a little bit out of the way so I can talk. And let's see, the rear burner. Okay, so now we have a fire under the pot. Okay, so we have the cold water. We have the stove lit. In theory, this would most likely be over a campfire. And this is the power pot connector. And we're going to wait for this little guy here to turn green. It should take under 30 seconds or so. And you know what? You probably, can you see that? Dennis, can you see that it actually mm-hmm. turned green? Okay, so it's green now, which means we're ready to charge. In the kit with the power pot is this little guy.
And now you can use your own USB cable, okay, to whatever device you want to charge.
We have this is just an accessory. 30-pin connector for the older iOS device. We have a USB.
So if you have FireWire, just use your FireWire cable.
We need the micro. And now we have my phone. Look at how bright that got now.
Yeah.
See, so this guy is ready to charge. We're going to plug it in the phone and see what happens.
Okay. And we're nice and far away from the heat.
The phone came on, and it's a little hard to see, but the little...
Whoa, you got a lot of notifications.
The little plug thing came on. You know,
people don't leave me alone.
Shut it off. We're going to power off. Power off.
Just trying to get to the battery.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
Picture. Yeah. There you go.
All right. So there we have the little dots going across to say that it is charging, and it is charging from the power pot. All right, so this just goes on, and I think it actually takes about an hour to fully charge your phone over a fire. And along with your power pot, you get the little double boiler. So while you're charging, you can be cooking. Okay, there's a little double boiler, and it comes with a carry case, and it comes with this three-way adapter. So there it is. The Power Pot Thermoelectric Generator. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Rider, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit.
Knox.
How you doing, phone? I'm almost there, Dickens. I'm almost there. Oh, wow. It even talks.
It's a Siri feature.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Knox Arrington says that's definitely FireWire. Definitely a FireWire connect.
No, that's good. That's good. That's
Why
good.
Didn't they have a FireWire connect? They had nothing to use.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a few resources for using PowerPot. There's only a few states where PowerPot has actually been decriminalized for non-medical use. I have it pulled up on my website. See the places where you can use PowerPot.
Oh.
There's a few. The green states are good states for you to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know. I never thought about that. Yeah.
Purple.
But, you know what? That is one hard pot to smoke. I think.
I was wondering, did the room get smoky or hazy or anything?
No.
That's good. That's good. Nice, clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no strange odor and no policeman showed up at my door.
How much was the power pot?
It's expensive. It's $149.
Got it. How heavy is it?
You know, it's pretty lightweight. And they said you can charge pretty much any USB device. Just plug it in the end of that 3-foot cable. And I didn't find it like on Amazon or anything. So for now, I guess they're going to get their $149. Until it gets in wider distribution, then maybe there'll be some sort of discounting on it.
Yeah. But, to be honest, I did some backpacking back in the day.
Oh.
And for something like this, where you could charge your GPS, or, you know, now I assume that everyone who goes backpacking probably just carries their phone and has the GPS on the whole time and can track where they are that way. It is a great device. And especially if it's light for something like backpacking, I could totally see a $150 purchase for something like that.
No, I was talking to someone about it, and they said, you know what? You did it on your stove, and I said, you really wouldn't do it on the stove. But the guy said, but if the power goes out and you have a gas stove, you can charge your devices over the flame of a stove.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they're at thepowerpot.com if you want to get more info.
Very, very, very cool. And I think it has, the technology, I don't know if it is to do with inductance, or
you know what it's called, really cool. It's thermoelectric, and the only other thermoelectric thing I know about is years ago Sharper Image made this little thermoelectric refrigerator. I don't know if you even remember it, and it was actually mislabeled as a refrigerator. It was more a cooler, and it was big enough to cool 6 cans of soda, and it used thermoelectricity, but if you reverse the plug, it would heat. So you would use it to cool beverages, or
so funny.
If you were carrying sandwiches or hot sandwiches to work, you could plug it in your cigarette lighter and reverse it. Later on, they just put a cool warm switch on the device itself. And so it has something to do with extracting power or generating power from the difference in temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the cold water with the heat makes electricity quicker.
Right.
But I don't know more than that.
Evan Dunn is reminding me that Padre SJ on Before You Buy showed off a thermoelectric stove that had the same sort of generator on the back, and it even had a little fan so that once it got enough energy, it would push air back into the flame to cause more heat.
Oh, interesting.
It was really neat.
Interesting.
I forgot about
that. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of the power it generated ran the fan.
Right. Ran a fan that would keep the heat going. And then you just throw things on top, and it had a little connection to add a stove on top of that. But yeah, and he showed that off before you buy it.
I think that's called a house.
Right. And your next gadget, I am so excited about.
Oh, well, first of all, you did a stand-in for 1 week when Leah was traveling somewhere, and it turned out we both like Anker products.
I love Anker products.
Yeah, Anker spelled A-N-K-E-R. So Anker, that they have charges, you know, like from 1 milliamp all the way up to the biggest one I know of is one of the ones we're going to talk about here is 20,000 milliamps. So they have a line called the Astro Pro, and that's 15,000 milliamps. And then there's the Astro Pro 2, which is 20,000 milliamps. And then I'm looking online and I'm seeing Astro Pro 2, but it doesn't look like the one that they sent me. And now I realize if you're looking online, you must look for Astro Pro or Astro Pro 2 second generation.
Mm.
And what they've changed is the original units have the 4 little LEDs that when you push the button, it'll show you that.
It's funny. I wasn't even lying when I said that I love Anker products. This is my Astro Pro carry around with me in my backpack everywhere I go. And here's the little LEDs over on the side. They're a little bit hard to tell, but there you go. And almost all the way full. I'm missing one little dot. I can also show you.
Now, John, cut to my close-up camera, and we'll compare the piece of crap that Chad has.
Right.
With the more professional version is now mine has 98% power left.
Well, I have 4 out of 5 dots.
Oh, and so how much is that exactly, Chad, in percentage?
I don't know. Is yours 86 or 98? I can't tell.
Oh, okay. So anyway, the new one, and then it also, you can switch between 5 volts and 12 volts, depending on what you're charging. And that will also show up in the little LED window. And the great thing about Anker products is they are really reasonable. On Amazon, the 15,000 milliamp version is $69.99. And for $10 more, you get the 20,000 milliamp version. They're small. They're like, what'd you say? Like the size of a thin paperback book.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say a small book. It's yeah. enough to snugly, I would say, fit in your back pocket. And so what I do at conventions is I throw this thing in my back pocket, and then I have an umbilical cord out my butt and to my pocket that has my phone. And it charges my phone when I'm at conventions. It also comes kind of with a little bag. I don't know if the second gen does, but my first gen comes with a little bag full of different connectors.
Yeah, no, the second gen does not come with all those connectors.
Oh, okay. The first gen does.
Yeah, it comes with the single cable there, but so what are all the little connections for?
So, things like the 30-pin connector for your iPad, they have the normal, there's even more that I think are still in my backpack for all the USBs, micro, mini, and then these are large enough to basically, I think that some of these will fit in, they're all like these weird proprietary connectors.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some that will go on to like laptops and things like that. Oh, here we go. Liz was kind enough to bring me my backpack. And so here's even more over here. You have some with for like the tiny little phones that, BlackBerry would make or something like that. Here's the micro or the mini USB. And then they all sort of plug into the back of either the there's two options. You can either hear. I was like, where did the thing go? And it's because of my back pocket. You have
so
a little.
Let's see. You have three USBs on the end.
You can't. No, I don't. But you.
Okay.
You,
no, I think that. I guess they changed it somewhat. Mine has three USBs, and then guess 12.
Yes, you're right. Okay. So sorry, I misunderstood. You have three USB like ports on the top, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And one of them is probably input.
Yes, I have three. Let me see if I can get this up to the.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then I have input, and then I guess I have 12 volts out also.
Oh, are all those out? Oh, that's so. Oh man, I need to buy this. So I'm probably going to buy the second gen because I've used the first gen so much. It looks like those are all outputs, and the other two ports.
One of them. Let me just see if I can see. I don't have the book with me. Oh, here we go. One is DC in and one is DC out.
Right. So that's what mine only has one USB out. and so that one, you could charge like three devices at once, right? That would be,
yes,
and many times I'm at the convention and someone's like, can I borrow your battery? Because my phone is about ready to die. So this has not only the DC out like yours, and you plug in the larger cable that comes with the battery, and then you can pull off one of the connectors off of the thing and then plug it onto the back onto the end, so it could be whatever the heck you want it to be.
Got it.
Or you could do a USB out if you just have like say like a normal USB charger that you carry around all the time anyway. I am so excited about the Anker second gen Astro Pro.
Yeah, it is really neat. And
20,000 milliamps is enough to charge an iPhone like seven times.
Tablets once or twice. Yeah, they said 6 to 7 for iPhones. But you know, now with the three outputs, you're going to have several cables coming out of your butt. So as you walk around, lots of people can charge.
I'll look like a peacock of technology. It'll be
the peak. That's it. The peacock of technology. That is a business card slogan. If
they
I
should
ever
put
heard
it on
one.
The website, basically. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think so.
Well, very cool. So that's Anker Pro, second generation. You can either get it for $65 or $60 or ish, or sorry.
No, 69.
50, yeah, you say. What's the price?
Okay. The Astro Pro second generation, $69.99. That's 15,000 milliamps. Or the Astro Pro 2 second generation, 20,000 milliamps. And that's $79.99.
Total. When you find yourself in the dire, like, middle of some big, I mean, we use it at CES, I use it at Dragon Con, I use it all the time, where you are slamming your phone, especially when traveling, and you're in a car that doesn't have the correct charging ports, you can throw on an extra battery. So, highly recommend
it. Yeah, this carries a lot of power. And it looks like maybe the way to recognize them on site is yours looks like it's silver.
It is. Mine's silver, and that yours is showing up on screen as black.
As black, yeah.
Right.
So maybe they changed the color to make it easier to.
Right.
But don't forget, when you web search, you'll find lots of, and on some websites, the prices are the same for Generation 1 and Generation 2. So you want to go toward the Generation 2 for the three outputs and the digital readout.
Very, very cool. Well, now we actually don't have any ads, so this episode is sponsored.
Oh, we don't? Okay.
Sponsored
okay.
by my red hair. If you'd like to get it, you can.
Well, now let me. Directly. I'll introduce you.
Okay.
Once during the GizWiz, and surveys have showed that's plenty. It's time to call on the peacock of technology with his pick of the week.
Thanks, Dick. So today, I actually have a video for you. We went ahead and pre-recorded it. I actually forgot to tell John that it might be in the TriCaster. He's good. So,
he's good. Okay.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and let the video speak for itself. So go ahead and roll it.
Hey, Dick. So this week, my crap is three different products. They're the same type of product, but each of them has a different style to them. And to help me out, I have three people from Twit's very own audience. How are y'all doing?
Well.
Great.
Well, okay, so what's your name?
Monica.
And?
Jack.
Jack and?
Eric.
So, these guys are going to help me test out this product. These are bars of soap from a company called Man Hands. Each of these soaps are flavored differently with a different smell. Your mission is to figure out which smell I give you, and I'm purposely holding the label away from you so you don't know. So let's go ahead. I'll take you first. Okay.
Can I smell it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Smell it. Absolutely smell it.
These are not ringers, right? These are real.
No, yeah, maybe, these are. This is. We recorded this on Sunday.
We'll release. Maybe the exfoliation of. Okay.
I haven't even used it myself.
You know, I've been really, so we really getting into smells right, recently, so I was happy to get these bars of soap.
Maybe forest or something.
Forest.
Yeah, that's gonna be my.
Okay.
My
okay.
Final.
We'll get forest now. Okay. The
soap that you chose was actually dill pickle.
Not at all.
Dill pickle hands.
Not at all.
Wow. Okay, so we got a negative on dill pickle for that
one.
Yeah,
I'll take forest over dill pickle.
Monica, this is your bar of soap, so let's go test it out.
The salty forest.
Well, my first thought was beer, but it's too sweet.
Sweet, so maybe like a Hefeweizen if it wasn't beer.
I don't know.
Okay, let's lather up.
It's definitely something ingestible.
Would you, if you were in
this
the
is ingestible smell.
This flavor just for yourself.
I might.
You
know, it smells nice.
Good. It's nice.
She would buy this at a store.
Slightly citrusy, but I don't know.
So any guesses?
No, because it's too sweet for beer. But that's what just keeps popping into my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually, it is beer. You chose
beer. Oh, my
word. So you're absolutely correct.
That's awesome.
That, and you know what? We actually had someone else smell it in the studio that got to see what it was, and their response was the same, that it was a little bit sweet for beer.
Yeah.
And so, okay, cool.
Thanks,
well, thank you so much. She got it correct. Okay.
Nice.
We have one bar of soap left.
This is a bit strange. I'm scared to say what I thought because.
As if pickle and beer isn't.
Yeah. Isn't it normal?
Is it like a hammy sort of.
It's like a hammy smell. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's made out of lard or something.
Whoa,
like
it's
I
bar
have no
soap.
Idea, but.
You got lard smell.
If I had to guess, I would guess bacon.
And the answer is.
bacon.
Oh, you are correct. You got good job.
Very, very We've got job. Great sniffers.
Great.
You know, sometimes you just want some man hands. Your hands need to be manlier, and they need to consume bacon. So big, big thanks to everyone who helped test out our bars of soap. Back to you, Dick.
So Chad, are these mail order only? What is One Fine Man Hands? That's the brand, Man Hands?
Man Hands. Manhandssoap.com is where you can get them. And we ordered three. We'd be interested to test out more flavors, more smells, more... What's the vocabulary word for... Fragrances.
Aromas?
Fragrances.
There you go, fragrances.
We'd be willing to test out more aromas and film people doing it. And so I decided to just buy three bars of soap. So we got beer, bacon, and dill pickle. Now, if you go to manhands.com, and they come in nice little packages, you get a healthy amount of soap, I would say. The question is are your, you know, family members going to want to wash their hands with bacon after a month of use?
Now, these must be expensive, considering...
They're not too bad. At $6.90 or $6.69, $6.95. I'm not doing good with prices today. and they have tons of smells.
I'm
of
looking
fragrances.
Here. Democrat.
Democrat. Yeah. Cedar Log Cabin. Cash. Cannabis. Buttered popcorn. Fresh cut grass. A lady dance, I will say. Muscle rub. Maybe that's the smell I should get for my muscles for the cruise.
Race day. Republican? Urinal mint. Oh, my
Zombie
word.
Repellent. and there's even, I don't even know if that, there's the sidebar list, but there's even like another list that has obsession type. Pizza. Spring break, which I assume smells a lot like sunscreen. New car scent. I mean, there's tons.
Oh, new car scent. I'd like.
Yeah. And I mean,
they have gift packs.
They should. You know, I wonder. I wonder if you could buy like a basket of.
Yeah, because you'd probably save money and get a lot of different.
Yeah. So it says it's also not tested on animals.
Okay. Good. I'm
except
for
the human animals. Tested on dudes.
Who cares?
Tested on dudes, not animals.
Okay.
And we can confirm two of the scents were got spot on, first guess.
Yes.
So you know that when you get that new car smell bar of soap, it could easily actually smell like new car smell, that leather.
You know what? People might get them more now that they know they are bizarre scents. Like if someone, I think that for, what was the very first scent that you gave that
dill
lady?
Pickle.
Dill pickle. I think she was trying to put it in the frame of what one might find in soap.
Right. I didn't frame this as being like a weird smell.
No,
I just said
good.
These are.
I mean, that makes it even more effective that
the guy was trying to, like, forest? I don't know. See if this person can get this parking job done. Doing good. You got plenty of room. Anyway, so $6.95. I kind of want someone to like put this out during a family reunion and just not tell anyone that they have dill pickle hands for the rest of the reunion. That to me would be quite hilarious. Or maybe muscle rub or campfire. You know,
it sounds like a country western song. You got dill pickle hands.
You got dill pickle hands. Why are you coming around this house with dill pickle hands? That's my crap for today. And I also like the added benefit that now we have three things of crap that we can send people. So
very nice.
You might get beer, dill pickle, or bacon. So send in your videos for us to review on the show.
To get some slightly used soap.
It's been used. The soap has been,
is soap as seen on TV.
Exactly. And it's funny. So one of the ways I think they do it is they pour the soap directly into the container. So we actually had to like kind of squeeze it out of the container to open it up. It's not like soap can get dirty. So you're getting clean soap from us, you know. It's soap. I guess it's time now for us to wander in. Hopefully we don't step on any baby gadgets or weird dogs that are living in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
So what has risen from the dead this week, Dick?
This has risen from the dead from a viewer who submitted his 12-year-old gadget that he loves. And let's see that viewer's video.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, Dick.
Hello.
One of my favorite gadgets of yesteryear is the mini disc player. This mini disc player is model NetMD Walkman MZ-S1. Catchy. This one has G protection. But the thing that drew me closest to it, or most to it, is the fact that it, at the time, said it was water resistant or waterproof. It's really kind of cool. And when you open it up, it has all these little gaskets and, you know, everything inside to keep the water out. Well, until you get to the headphone, and then you plug in the headphone, and you have to wonder, how's that going to make a seal? I mean, there's rubber there, but you... Anyway, it's resistant. It's all. What I liked about this was that it recorded, one, it was optical line-in, so that was cool. It's got a USB. I think this was...
USB?
What else?
Yeah.
Used one battery. One AA battery. Still works. Still works. Lovely styling. Look at them looks.
It does come in color also.
So yes.
Or play, forward, volume up, volume down, pause. So when you're jogging along, you can hit all the buttons.
Is he shooting this in a mirror? That word Sony was backwards.
That was cool. Held one disc, of course, mini discs. Mini discs were always fun. I remember there were like some that were multi-track recording. Never got that far into it. You put it in, pop it on, and you rock out. What I liked so much about this was that it came with software that allowed you to put MP3s on it. So it was a very early MP3 player. And I think I had 5 MP3s. But anyway.
That is Jack Freedom's video.
That was great.
I did a little research. It looked like it came out in 2002, sold for about $300. And when he referred to, don't tell me you have one there.
We have, it's not the same one, but it is okay. A mini disc. The eject is the front. This is a mini disc player.
Oh, okay.
I do remember mini discs back in the day.
Yeah, me too. But the amazing thing is that Jack was talking about the AA battery. According to the press release, it could play music for 54 hours.
Whoa.
With the one AA battery. Now, they're all over the internet used for sale for like 30 to 50 or 60 bucks. And the guy is really great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if he was doing a performance or that is just Jack Freedom, but it was fun. So that was the Sony Net MD Walkman MZ S1. So, Jack, is Jack going to get a bar of soap?
Yeah, Jack can get a bar of soap. He can either get...
Jack's going to get a bar of soap. He's going to get a Mad Magazine.
Dill pickle or bacon.
He's going to get an autographed Alfred E. Newman photo from 30 to 35 years ago.
Around that time.
And if you want to submit your video, you can submit it. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. The thing we're most short of is My Gadget Warehouse or My Favorite Gadget of All Time. And you do what Jack Freedom did, is shoot a little video. 2 minutes is great. No more than 3 minutes. And just tell us why you like this video, how long you've had it for, and if you remember what the price was at the time it came out. Just send it to us. Well, post it on YouTube and then send the link to Jason at gizwiz@twit.tv. Gizwiz@twit.tv. And you don't have to do a whole performance like Jack. Just
you
and your gadget.
Man, that is crazy. It's been so. My neighbor had a mini disc, and he was like, "Oh, this is gonna be the next thing. This is gonna you're never gonna use CDs."
Well, it was the next thing for a very short
time.
It
was the next thing for about a month in 1995.
Exactly.
And yeah, it wasn't really heard of again. But very, very cool. Well, I guess it is time now for the letters. Now it is the letter time. There. Someone walked by the window. It kind of it was embarrassing. But other than that, it is
embarrassing.
It was embarrassing for her because she wasn't dancing.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So now I will reveal why what you said at the top of the show is so funny about the tether cell.
Oh, yeah.
Because earlier today, I got a little envelope in the mail with this note. I just watched the GizWiz for 1/22/2014, and I saw that you, Dick, wanted a theta cell. I've sent one to you.
What?
I hope you enjoy it. Keep an eye out for app updates. The app is still a bit buggy.
Yep.
A bit buggy. If you would like to purchase additional units, get them at tethercell.com or go to eBay for a little bit cheaper. Thanks, Brian. Brian Stuck, S-T-U-C-K. So, you know, I don't know if Brian is super generous or...
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I mean, you know,
he might work for
Tethercell.
He might work for them.
He did. I had no idea.
This was really great.
Yeah.
And I have a real use for the first one is, as I said last week, I have a mirrored ball that I can't get to, and you know, LED lights and everything, but it's run by four AA batteries.
Yeah.
And so I have to get up on a ladder to turn it on and then get up on a ladder to shut it off. Now with this, replacing one of the four batteries... So you showed it last week. I'll just open the pack up a little. So when you're done, you'll have that's the cell itself, and inside it is a AAA battery, and that makes it remote controllable.
Dumb tech smart tether cell.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? Do you remember if it was Android 2 or was it only iOS?
It was because
it was Android.
Yeah, because I'm using my Android phone for it.
Oh, okay, good. Yep. What Android phone do you have?
I have the Nexus 5 in love with it.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. It's Jeff Needles is sending me updates. Apparently,
Jeff Needles. Yes, I know.
He sent me the thing that Padre reviewed. No, that's the PowerPot. Anyway, Jeff is trying to send me notes, but I'm too dumb to realize. what they
That's
are.
Okay, because all that means is next week he'll be in the studio
yes.
to help you
yes.
out.
Yes, he will be babysitting me and making sure that, yes. that yes. Yeah, I get it done. So, wow, okay, good. I'm glad that you got a tether cell. You're going to get two now because I ship mine Whoa. Off to you.
Whoa.
So one unlucky person won't get some crap. They will get a bar.
No, they'll get different crap.
Yeah.
You
could get
And I'm getting an envelope of meds to you. But in the meantime, if anybody's video was on the air in the past 2 weeks and you didn't get a med because they ran out of them at the Brick House, just email me, gizwizbiz@gmail. Tell me what video it was that we showed. And oh, there you go, Jason. Turn around quick.
Oh, hi.
Two people want their phones charged.
One kid just ran off. Like he was like, he's like, I don't want to get busted. We could ask them to come in, but they look a little not washed. No.
Well, it's bring them in. We got the soap to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, we could ask them to smell it and figure out what flavor.
Here. Oh, yeah. We could have had total strangers.
Here, 1 second. I got to open up the soap so they don't see which flavors we got. Okay, here we go.
Okay, get somebody off the street.
You guys want to be on camera? Do you guys want to be on camera? Come on in.
Come on in.
We're going to ask you to smell something. Is that cool?
Giz Whiz, man in the street.
You're stepping on camera, so all that BS about don't sue us because you're on camera. So we have three different soaps here, and we want you to smell each one of them and tell us which flavor, which
you
fragrance.
Touch this?
No, you can touch it. You can do whatever. They've already been washed. That's why they look a little, like, cloudy. But that's a specific smell. Can you tell me what that smells like?
Oh, gosh. There's like no scent. Is that bad to say?
No,
like,
well, maybe.
No, you can say no.
We've gotten forest.
Is this the sir's? Did the sir make it or?
No, we were reviewing it. Oh, Manhands. Ooh. It's a product from Manhands. So if you can figure out that one.
This one smells like cheese.
Cheese.
It literally smells like cheese.
Okay.
And the final one.
This one smells like a very good. What's that beer that's made here in Petaluma?
Lagunitas.
It smells like a very rich Lagunitas.
That's awesome. Yeah. So here's how you score.
Frozen Lagunitas.
Beer.
Whoa!
You got beer. Okay. This one was bacon.
Oh.
And this one was dill pickle.
Dinosaur.
I didn't even tell you that they were weird smells, so.
Okay, well, that beer's on point. We
got cheesy bacon, and dill pickle didn't even smell like anything. Well, thanks so much for helping out.
Of course.
Cool. What's your name?
And we loved your
Jared.
Movie.
We love Jurassic Park. We're really proud
Jurassic
of it.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
there's the TV.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. Well, see you around.
Thank
Thanks, Jared.
Bye.
Thank you, friends. Yeah, there's the chat room. Okay, Dick, that about wraps it up for this show. You know what, though? We gotta talk about what the heck is it?
Yes, exactly. I just had a thought in mind. At MAD, I did the takeoff on Jurassic Park. And it was the first time we used this particular word. It was called Jurassic Has At It Park.
That's good. That's good. Those guys, anyway.
That
I
was good. The man in the street. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And he got, what, he got one out of three?
He got one out of three. He got one out of three.
For a total stranger?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Actually, the others were total strangers, too, when you think about it.
Yeah. 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 Well, this guy didn't even know that what the heck we were doing.
No, that's true. That's
here.
True.
So,
so if you want a new game show, what the heck are we doing?
What the heck are we doing? Why are you lit really well with cameras pointing at you and I can see you in that TV in the corner? That doesn't make any sense. Let me wander in. Anyway, so if you want to play What the Heck Is It, head on over to gizwiz.biz and scroll on down to the What the Heck Is It panel and click it. And how much longer do we got?
It's every 2 months because MAD is bi-monthly. So we have all of February.
All of February. We got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Just tell us what you think that purpley thing is. And a hint I always give people is we like crazy answers better. So I give away 12 autographed MADs for the correct answer. And 24 MADs for silly, stupid answers that we find funny.
Awesome. So
there you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
And, of course, please send in your videos, like we said before, to gizwiz@twit.tv. You can get some of our crap. You can get awesome Alfred E. Newman, you know, things. And so
picture. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Send in
exactly.
your stuff. And if you want to subscribe to this show, head on over to twit.tv/gizwiz. There we have all of the options available. We got HD video, SD video in two forms.
Even you have mini disc, sir.
You know,
sir, do you have mini disc?
We're adding mini disc feature in 1995.
Okay, good. I have mini disc. Okay.
Good, good. Yeah.
I just upgraded from my 8-track.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's MP3, so you could just throw it right on. But of course, everyone knows that you're not going to go download. You're just going to watch it live.
Absolutely.
We are at live.twit.tv.
This is the first time I watched it live. I'm enjoying this.
Really? Is it? Do you think?
I'm enjoying it.
There's like something here. Like it's a little bit more happening right now. More energy.
Yeah, it's happening. It's now. It's with it. It's what it is.
It's what it is. It's what it is.
It's what it is. The Gizwiz. It's what it is.
It's what it is.
It's a peacock of technology.
It's a peacock of technology. You're at the Gizwiz. So tune in live. At the moment, we are recording every Wednesday at 4:30 Pacific. That's around 7:30 Eastern. And that would work in progress on that. So, but tune in about that time for the first foreseeable future. That about does it for this week. We will see you next time.
I'll be here.
Weekly Daily Gizwiz, a weekly Gizwiz, a lousy theme for the Weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Woo!
Di Bartolo, Gizwiz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fancy.
Was that you? What was that?
Yeah, I was just singing that with my choir.
Wow. Wow.
You guys can go home now.
More people on the street. That was very well done.